Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Yujin Park, and I'm working with Dr. Egg Runkle at Michigan State University. And today, I'm going to talk about one research we conducted to investigate how far red and blue radiation interact to regulate the ornamental seedling growth under soil source lighting. So cryptochromes and phytochromes are two principal groups of photoreceptors, and they coordinately control many aspects of plant growth and development. And when we look at closely how they perceive specific wavelengths and regulate subsequent plant responses, first, phytochrome exists in two ESO forms, including PR form, the red light observing form with the peak absorption around 660 nanometer, and PFR form, far light absorbing form with the peak absorption around 730 nanometer. And these two forms of phytochromes are converted into each other form upon absorption of the light, and thus the red to far ratio of the incident radiation determine dynamic photoequilibrium between these two forms of phytochrome. And PFR form is a biologically active form, and it has been shown the relative amount of the PFR form in the total phytochrome pool determine the red to far ratio induced plant responses. And this value is called phytochrome photoequilibrium, or PPE. And in general, as the portion of firelight increases, or as red to far ratio decreases, the phytochrome photoequilibrium value, or PPE value, decreases. And in our previous study with several ornamental seedlings, we showed as the addition of firelight into the source lighting spectrum decreased the red to fire ratio and phytochrome photoequilibrium value at the seedling stage, the addition of firelight promoted the stem elongation, leaf expansion, and subsequent dry mass accumulation, but with a slight decrease in leaf chlorophyll concentration, while at finishing stage, the addition of firelight accelerates the subsequent flowering in some long-day plant species such as snapdragon and petunia. In addition to the phytochromes, cryptochromes are UVA and blue radiation receptor with the peak absorption around 317 nanometer and 450 nanometer, as you can see in this graph. So the cryptochromes are activated upon absorption of the blue radiation, and the effects of blue radiation on some cryptochrome-mediated plant responses depended on blue photon flux density. So, for example, as you can see in this photo with salvia seedlings, increasing blue photon flux density inhibited the stem elongation, leaf expansion, and subsequent dry mass accumulation. And also in some other species, increasing blue photon flux density increased the leaf chlorophyll concentration and promoted the flowering. So here, when we compare how blue and far radiation regulate the plant growth and developmental processes, we can notice they have antagonistic effects in regulating the stem elongation, leaf expansion, and leaf chlorophyll concentration, while they have somewhat redundant effects in regulating the flowering time. However, in previous studies, the effects of blue and far radiation have been investigated individually, and it has been less clear how far red and blue radiation interact to regulate those plant responses. So in this study, we investigated how plant responses to the addition of firelight are regulated by the blue photon flux density. And we postulated that a moderately high intensity of blue radiation would attenuate the promotive effects of far red on stem elongation and leaf expansion while accelerating the subsequent flowering in some long-day plant species with far red radiation. So in this study, we used three popular bedding plant species, including long-day plant petunia, denatural geranium, and short-day coleus, considering their commercial significance, photoperiodic flowering, and shade tolerance characteristics. So based on shade tolerance, petunia and geranium are shade-avoiding species, while coleus is shade-tolerant species. And we used the following experimental procedure. So the seeds of the three species were sown in 120 cell plug, and after germination, we placed them under the LED module within the walking growth chamber. And we grew them under the soil source lighting treatment at 20 degrees Celsius with 18-hour photo period. And 3 to 4 weeks after the lighting treatment, when they are ready for transplant, the soil source lighting treatment was finished, and the seedling growth was evaluated. And to see the residual effects of the seedling treatment at the finishing stage, some of the seedlings were transplanted into the 10 centimeter pot and grown under the finishing greenhouse environment at 20 degrees Celsius with 16-hour photo period until they are flowering. And subsequent flowering characteristics was evaluated. And during the seedling stage, as you can see in this photo, we had 6 different soil source lighting treatments. So we tested 3 different red to fire ratio including 1:0 with our far-red and red-far-red ratio 8 and 1, with our blue radiation and with 80 micromole blue radiation. And all 6 radiation treatments were delivered with photosynthetic photon flux density of 106 micromole per square meter per second with 18-hour photo period to achieve a photosynthetic daily light integral of 10 more per square meter per day, which is a minimum recommended daily light integral to produce high-quality young plants. And this was the spectral distribution for our 6 radiation treatment measured at seedling height using spectroradiometer. And based on the spectral distribution for each radiation treatment and phytochrome absorption spectrum, here we calculated the phytochrome photoequilibrium value for each radiation treatment. As the addition of firelight decreased the phytochrome photoequilibrium value, the phytochrome photoequilibrium value for our radiation treatment ranges between 0.89 with ultraviolet and 0.69 with highest far-red radiation. For comparison with other light sources, on the bottom, our maximum value was slightly greater than high-pressure sodium lamp, but our values were always greater than incandescent lamp or vegetative shade condition. So this experiment was performed twice for coleus and 3 times for petunia and geranium, and each replication, 10 plants for each species per treatment were used for data collection at seedling stage, at transplant stage, at finishing stage respectively. And at transplant stage, at finishing stage, the seedling growth and subsequent flowering characteristics were evaluated with the following parameters. And this study used randomized complete block design, so each replication was regarded as a block, and each LED module was regarded as an experimental unit, and we performed ANOVA test and linear regression analysis with SAS software using the following procedure. Then let's look at the results. This is the photo for the seedlings of shade-avoiding geranium at their transplant stage, which was 24 days after the lighting treatment. So on the top, we have the plants grown without blue radiation, and on the bottom, we have the plants grown with 80 micromole blue radiation. So when we first look at the plants grown without blue radiation, we can see as more far-red was added or as red far-red ratio decreased, the stem length increased. In contrast, with 80 micromole blue radiation on the bottom, the stem length increased with increasing far-red, but you can see the magnitude of the stem elongation was greatly reduced. In other shade-avoiding petunia and also in shade-tolerant coleus, as you can see in this photo, we see the very similar trend. And in addition, to better understand how the stem elongation in response to the addition of far-red was regulated by the blue photon flux density, here we performed the linear regression analysis between the stem length and estimated PPE at each blue radiation level. So in this graph, the white circles indicate the data points without blue radiation, and blue circles indicate those with 80 micromole blue radiation. And you can see in our study, as the addition of far-red light decreased the estimated PPE, it ranged between 0.89 to 0.69. So addition of far-red light decreased the PPE. So the data shows in all species, the stem length decreased linearly as the estimated PPE increased under both without and with 80 micromole blue radiation. However, while without blue radiation, as you can see here, the stem elongation was very sensitive to the addition of far-red or estimated PPE as indicated by the steep slope of the regression line. With 80 micromole blue radiation, the stem elongation was less sensitive to the addition of far-red or estimated PPE as indicated by the flat slope of the regression line. In addition, the stem length at each PPE level was shorter with 80 micromole blue radiation. So these results suggest that far-red or decreasing PPE promote stem elongation and increasing blue photon flux density inhibited, while increasing blue photon flux density also suppressed the promotive effects of far-red on stem elongation. We also investigated how far-red and blue radiation interacted to regulate the leaf expansion and dry mass accumulation. And this is the data for shade-avoiding geranium. Similar to the stem elongation or stem length, total leaf area also decreased linearly as the estimated PPE increased under both without and with 80 micromole blue radiation. And increasing blue photon flux density inhibit the total totally failure independent of the estimated PPE. But the increasing blue photon flux density did not influence the promotive effects of far red on leaf expansion as indicated by the similar slope of the regression line between without and with 80 micron blue radiation. And shoot dry weight also showed very similar response to the total leaf area. In terms of the leaf expansion and dry mass accumulation, the shade tolerant colleagues did not show any treatment effects, but in other shade avoiding petunia, we see very similar response. So from this result, we learned the antagonistic effects of far red and blue radiation were independent in regulating the leaf expansion and dry mass accumulation, and thus the addition of far red light promoted the leaf expansion and dry mass accumulation regardless of the blue photon flux density. Then next, I'd like to share the result for leaf chlorophyll concentration. And here we are presenting the data for geranium. So, and in this study, the leaf chlorophyll concentration was evaluated by using SPAD index. And the graph shows the relative chlorophyll concentration or SPAD index increased linearly as the estimated PPE increase under both without and with 80 micron blue radiation. And increasing blue photon flux density increased the relative leaf chlorophyll concentration independent of the estimated PPE. So similar to the leaf expansion and dry mass accumulation, we observed the antagonistic effects of far red and blue radiation were independent in regulating the leaf chlorophyll concentration. So adding more far red decreased the leaf chlorophyll concentration, while increasing blue photon flux density increased the leaf chlorophyll concentration independently. Shade avoiding petunia also showed very similar trends. Then finally, I'd like to share the result for the subsequent flowering. As we recall, after the seedling stage, to see the residual effects of the seedling treatment at the finishing stage, the seedlings were transplanted and grown under finishing greenhouse environment. Here, we show the treatment during the seedling stage and what effects they had at the finishing stage. And this is the data for days to flower after transplant for long day plant petunia. And as we can see, under both without and with 80 micron blue radiation, as more far red was added, the subsequent flowering was accelerated similarly. However, we observed the blue photon flux density during the seedling stage did not influence the subsequent flowering in long day plant petunia. In the case of the day neutral plant geranium, similar to the petunia, the blue photon flux density during the seedling stage did not influence the subsequent flowering. In addition, at each blue radiation level, the additional far red light did not influence the subsequent flowering. So, in summary, in this study, we observed far red and blue radiation interacted differently to regulate different plant responses. So for stem elongation, moderately high intensity of blue radiation attenuate the promotive effects of far red, while in terms of leaf expansion, dry mass accumulation, and leaf chlorophyll concentration, the antagonistic effects of far red and blue radiation were independent. And in terms of the subsequent flowering, the blue radiation did not, had little effects, and also the promotive effects of far red was not influenced by the blue radiation. So for application, including far red radiation in the source line spectrum, have the benefits of promoting seedling growth and subsequent flowering in some long day plant species, but accompanied by the stem elongation. But the result of this study suggests that a radiation spectrum, including far red with moderately high intensity blue radiation, can produce compact seedlings while promoting seedling growth with more dry mass with greener leaves while accelerate the subsequent flowering in some long day plant species. Then I'd like to acknowledge many people, many company, funding agency who make this research possible. Thank you for your listening, and I'm happy to answer any questions.